What is happening in this, then, those listeners? What's going on? How you guys doing? Feeling good? Feeling great? All right, then. All righty, then. Let's do it. So, this one might get cut short due to a phone call. It might not. Waiting on Tatiana Suarez to call for a different podcast, not this one. Might be released a day or two apart. We don't know, okay? We just don't know yet. So, I'm waiting on her. But in the meantime, I'm going to drop a juicy-ass episode on your ears, all right? Going to wait to talk Conor Khabib till I can get someone else on. Probably like Alexa again, or I don't know, or like Tyron Woodley or something, you know, maybe John Jones, I'll get him on here. Maybe someday, but today is not the day. Anyway, let's just get into this juicy ass episode. What's up? Back at it again with the podcast. Back in the booth. So, Lil Wayne's new album, Carter 5, finally dropped. You know, I feel like there was so much hype around that album that I'm a little underwhelmed, I guess. Just because of all the hype. And the hype is, I mean, it's not his fault that he was in album jail because of Birdman. But it created so much hype for that album that I don't really think it could have delivered. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think no matter how good it would have been, like how good it is or how good it could have been, that it still wasn't going to match that hype that it was like, okay, this is the album that it's not allowed to be released. It was supposed to be released, like, what, 3-4 years ago? Pretty sure it was supposed to be released a while ago. So, for me, a little underwhelmed. But it's still a great album. I listened to it all the way through, twice. Still a great album. The fact that he got X, and he put that as the first song, that was pretty cool. I thought that was nice. What do we got going on today? Oh, okay. So Jenna and I, we went, it was her grandma's birthday, so we went to, Applebee's, and just a little lunch with Grams. Anyway, the guy, I think next to us, ordered one of those skillets. How annoying is it to be next to the guy that orders the fucking skillet? And it comes out and it's just for like, I don't know, it feels like it's going for 10 minutes. It feels like those skillets just don't ever cool off, right? And the smell of those things is awful. I don't know if they, like, don't wash them or something, but it smells like they definitely don't wash them. It smells like every chicken and vegetable and steak and shrimp that they've ever grilled on that thing is still on it and decaying. The guy that orders the skillet is either pulling the biggest boss move ever or is an asshole, you know? Don't be the guy that orders the skillet unless... Is that actually... That might be the biggest big dick energy move, ordering the skillet and just not even acknowledging how annoying it is and how bad it smells. I've ordered the skillet once. First off, well, I'm only speaking on Applebee's. Applebee's skillet is very subpar, you know? They need to step that skillet game up if they're going to be bringing out those piping hot things. Also, I feel like it's always burnt. Every time you get the skillet, it's burnt, and you're an asshole if you order it. So just don't do it. Unless, of course, you want to put off the biggest big dick energy. Vab. Or you might just be a douche. Other than that, order the chicken tenders. You know? Other than that, order the chicken tenders. Here's what I made a mistake. I thought, you know, it's Graham's birthday. I'm going to get a steak. Only about half of it was edible. Here's what you don't do at Applebee's. And I should have known, okay? I should have known. You don't order a steak at Applebee's, right? You order something that's deep fried. Or, if you're feeling fancy, you order a burger. You do not order something that is any bit upscale at Applebee's. You order mozzarella sticks, a burger, a salad, and that's it. You stick to that. Because, tell you what, no one likes the guy that orders a skillet, so don't do that. And your steak be unedible. Unless it was a new guy cooking or, I don't know. No, forget that. Just don't order the steak. Something else, this isn't really like big dick energy or anything, but I've been doing at Jenna's house is her and her mom, let me just tell you, they get so upset when I leave the seat up after drain my big fat dick. So what I do is every now and then I'll leave the seat up on purpose. And if they don't say anything to me, then I do it again until I get that reaction that I want. Because here's the thing with life, man. You gotta make, if you're not making other people laugh at shit, you gotta make yourself laugh. And seeing those two ladies get so upset that I left the seat up, like, like it was the worst crime ever committed, I love it. You know, I do. I giggle to myself and they don't think it's funny, but guess who does? Me. And that's the only reason I do it. I always say, ah, sorry, I forgot. I didn't forget. Did it on purpose. you don't forget all the time. And I just say I did. And I think they believe me. And I don't know what that says about me as a person. If they believe me that I just always forget to put the seat up. Or down, whatever. But, man. Sometimes you just gotta... You gotta entertain yourself. And, yeah, that's really all I had on there. Oh, so, I don't know if it was the last podcast or the podcast before that, but I played the MGK and, the Eminem, like, their diss tracks to each other. And YouTube keeps flagging the fucking podcast. Because of the copyright. People are only coming to, like, as if they're losing money. As if people are like, hey, I really want to hear that, but I don't have Apple Music. Let's just go on this, that. Let's listen to this, that, and those. Time it up perfectly, and we'll get to hear 47 seconds of the song. Hey, stop taking down the goddamn podcast. It's so frustrating when I get that. I check my emails and I get one from YouTube and it says, your video has been pulled due to copyright. Oh, nothing makes me more blood red mad. I get BRM. Because it's just ridiculous. And I was going to play, I don't know if I did in the last one. I don't think I played it, but I was going to play that Kanye and Lil Pump song. That's super vulgar. Maybe the worst lyrics. But it's so catchy. I was going to play it, and I said, you know what? Anytime I even mention Kanye's name in the description, video gets pulled. And it's so frustrating. It frustrates me, and I get super upset, so I'm not going to do it. But it's just, like, annoying. It's inconvenient, because it's just so unbelievable that they would pull my video first off, I don't have that many listeners. Okay, half the listeners I do have don't make it to the end when I play the song anyway. So, what are you doing pulling down my video as if I'm getting a following because of all the tracks I play on my podcast? Oh, hey, I remember John played this song in episode 97 at the 37-minute mark. Let's go listen to it. Do you get why it's unbelievable? Because it is. Oh, okay, so I did want to talk about this too. How about, somebody said this to me the other day and it just irritated me. And I don't know why, but they said, I said, oh, how's it going? And they said, just living the dream. Dude, we gotta not say that anymore. We gotta not say just living the dream or Notre Dame Paradise, because it's not. And I get it, you're trying to be like funny and cute by saying it, but it's not. It's so annoying. It's frustrating when people say that shit, because, like, especially if you live in Cleveland, you're not living another day in paradise, let alone a day in paradise. You're not living the dream, okay? Especially if you're in a suburb of Cleveland. You're not living the dream or living a day in paradise. Or how about the guys that can say, oh, just living one day at a time. Oh, hey, bury yourself. Don't say just living one day at a time or one week at a time, because all it is you're just putting a measurement of time in the sentence. You could say, just living 5 minutes at a time, and it doesn't change that it's not funny. That's just, I guess it's just something that people tell themselves so that they don't get super depressed that they're not where they want to be in life, right? You know, just living, just taking it one day at a time. That sounds sad. And people might say, well, no, dude, you gotta live in the moment. Yeah, live in the moment. You don't have to say it. When somebody asks you how you are, you say good or bad. That's it. That's all. You don't have to say dumb stuff. Yeah, man, it doesn't look like the podcast with Tatiana Suarez is happening today. And, you know, it's whatever, okay? Because you guys are still getting a podcast. It just might not be the one that you were hoping for. But you get me, okay? You get a load of me in your ears. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that's not good enough for you, but I'm having fun with it, right? You know, but you know, just living the dream. Hey, so I don't know if you guys saw this. I mean, unless you live under a rock, but Kanye West, I don't know if, did he tweet it or was it in an interview? Although I heard about it. He was talking about how, you know, social media shouldn't show how many likes we have on, like, a picture or a post, and shouldn't show, like, how many retweets, comments are cool, but, or, like, it shouldn't show how many followers we have, and, man, that might be one of the best things Kanye West has ever said, and I get it. That, like, it's not going to happen because that's part of the reason people go on social media is to get likes and to get followers. But if you take a step back and think about it, like, there's kids that have definitely went into deep depression because they didn't have followers or didn't have, they were basing, like, their self-worth on a number of people that want to read what they have to say on Twitter, which is bizarre, and, but, like, if I say that we shouldn't have followers or anything like that, it's like, yeah, dude, you don't have that many, that's why, but I don't care about that. I'm saying the fact that Kanye said it, and he has a gajillion followers, whether you like him or not, you hear the things that he says. And for him to say that, I mean, that's, I mean, I like it. Because he's saying, like, that people shouldn't be basing their worth on fucking social media. And, I mean, like, there's definitely kids that get bullied, too. Like, for, like, actually get bullied for, like, having fuck it, 12 followers, who cares, though, and, like I said, too, obviously, the social media sites aren't buying that, right, because, I mean, Twitter is, Twitter is likes and retweets. Facebook is weird now. Twitter's kind of, it's kind of getting better, actually. Now that I just don't care and I say whatever, it's getting better. Facebook is weird. I feel Facebook is where, like, families go to bicker about, like, political views, and no one gives a shit. Hey, man, if you know what's not going to happen? A liberal's going to change a conservative's mind. Right? Like, I have one family member that posts only liberal shit. And they post so much liberal shit that, like, they post so much liberal shit, like, complaining about everything, that when they post something that's, like, a serious matter, no one takes them seriously because you're always complaining about dumb shit that doesn't matter. You're fucking complaining about, like, how somebody wears their hair or that one person got, like, I don't know, some fucking charge reversed. And so that when a real issue comes up and you're posting about it, I don't even take a second to look at it because of all the dumb shit you post. Then I have another family member, and I'm not just talking shit about my family, but I kind of am because it's fun, you know, and it's my family. So that I understand. I hope you guys can take jokes. If not, whatever. But then the other family member, he always posts about, like, conservative shit. And it's, like, so much all the time that when a real, like, issue comes out and you might have a good point, we don't take it serious because of all the other complaining. Like, Boy Who Cried Wolf, that's what it is. But with politics And there's nothing that makes me want to gouge my eyes out more than reading about, like, some political shit when I go and I want to find something funny, you know? Oh, man. Where'd that come from, John? Came from the heart. It bothers me, man. It irks me when everything is political. But, yeah, that's all I had to say about that. What else? Oh, how about this one? This kind of goes along with that. Michael Rappaport is suing Barstool Sports. Obviously, they had that falling out. I don't know if I talked about that on a podcast or not, but they had a falling out, and, like, allegedly, Barstool owes him a large sum of money. And they made, like, these shirts with him as, like, a clown and said, I don't know if they outed him or if they just said that he was, like, a herpes-infested loser or something. They said something along the lines of, like, he has herpes and he's a nobody. So he's suing them. And as much as I hate to love, or love to hate, I'm sorry, Michael Rappaport, which I do, his shit irks me, but I can't not look at it. It's a weird relationship I have with him. But he just irks me, and I always want to look at his shit. So I guess he wins. But this doesn't have anything to do with my hate for him. It's like, this upsets me for different reasons that he's suing them. He is like this big, bad shit talker comedian. And it's like the first sign that a company goes against him and, like, talks shit about him, he sues him. That's a bad look. Am I fucking crazy on this one or not? Because it's just like, okay, you want to put yourself out there as, like, the best shit talker of all time and just talk nonsense, really. But then, like, when somebody comes at you, you want to, like, talk shit and sue them. Jenna's FaceTiming me right now, so you might get to see her. Who? What? You're on the podcast. It's just me. Just doing a solo one. Hello. Yeah, say hi to people.
Hi.
No, you gotta be more enthusiastic about that.
Where are you at?
I'm in the basement. In the booth. Are you still babysitting? Oh, I was going to ask you your opinion on something.
What?
This like comedian who's like known for talking, she's babysitting, so I have to use nice words. This comedian who's known for like talking crap a lot.
Crazy.
He's suing Barstool Sports because they leaked a story. I don't know if they leaked it or just, like, said it, that he had herpes. So he's suing them. But his whole, like, bait, like, his whole thing is that he's, like, this big, he's, like, the best crap talker. But then he's going to go and sue the company that talks crap about him. It's a bad look, right?
It's like the most obvious answer. People can dish it but can't take it.
That's what I said.
Why would it be anything else but that?
Well, I don't know.
Hit me with a better question. What else you got?
Oh, wow. Whoa. Oh, okay. What's your opinion? I just talked about this. What's your opinion on the, on Kanye saying that, like, Facebook and Twitter shouldn't be how many likes and retweets and followers you have. It should just be posts.
Well, can't like or comment?
Yeah, like he said that we should get rid of the idea of like how many likes did this post get or how many retweets and how many followers do we have, and it should just be posts and get rid of the number of followers and just post and have conversations with people. Mainly for like the little kids who like base their self-worth off of that.
I'd be all for it, but I don't see it changing.
That's what I said. I said, because they said that he was like texting like the owner of Twitter or Instagram, maybe. I don't know. It wasn't Zuckerberg. It was somebody else. I don't know who it was.
Not Facebook.
And
saying what? Come on with your story. Continue.
I don't really have much of a story. It's just that they were talking about it. Hold on. I might have another thing.
Let's talk about it. Kavanaugh.
Of who?
Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay. You spit it. I was actually talking about Facebook and like how people are always bringing political shit into it.
Last night I was. Oh, by the way, Rebecca's in the hospital.
You know you're on the podcast live, right?
Yeah, and
people don't know who that is.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
What should I just save it for a rainy day, or does the podcast not talk about real life?
I mean, no, the podcast doesn't talk about
it. Okay, now it's your turn to be quiet. Whoa. I saw the news. Dude. Yesterday, between basically like his defense in the courtroom, it was from 10 a.m. to like 8, maybe 7. But anyway, all day. So it was going back and forth.
Hold on, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I don't know. Find it. She was basically saying, like, I remember that he touched me and he was heavy and I thought my life was about to like be gone, and like they did like a side thing and she's like, I could really use some caffeine right now. She was like super weird. And oh, good job. So you want to say 36 years later, or was it 26? 30. Hold on. No. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Johnny, look at it.
What?
Show him.
Wow, that's a nice thing.
Okay. And she says that she remembers everything that he did, but she can't remember who went to the party with, when she left, and various, like, credible people who were apparently her friends even said that he wasn't even at the party.
Yeah.
Her friends are denied. Oh, nice.
Oh, her friends denied it.
There's no proven evidence of anything ever happening, but why are you bringing it up now? And then, it's so annoying. Just because it's a trend now, why are we bringing it up? Like, it's so old, I can't.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
I'm sorry. And then she said a week after the apparent attack or whatever she wants to call it, she went up to him at a grocery store and said hi.
Yeah.
She put that in her statement. Why would you go up to your attacker? Wouldn't he be deathly afraid of him, apparently, if he almost killed you?
Well, it's so weird, because, like, first it started with the Me Too, and then now it's like, like, we're the survivors, or it's something like that. Like, believe the victims, or, like, obviously you want to believe the victims, but you can't just make people guilty until proven innocent. That's not what it is.
I gotta take this call. Bye, podcast.
All right, so we lost JC. But to go off of what she was just saying, we're living in a weird time where now guys are guilty until they're proved to be innocent. That's not what this is supposed to be. And, okay, first off, there's like these fake pictures going around that like she was like this drunk chick at this party and it really isn't her. So fucking stop posting those. But He was like 16 when this happened. 16. Why the fuck do you want to bring this? You want to ruin this guy's life because of something he did when he was 16? I'm 24 years old. I can't tell you dumb shit I did when I was 16. You fucking kidding me? And she was at a party. She was clearly intoxicated if she doesn't remember everything. Now, if she is a real victim, then obviously that's a terrible thing that happened. But you can't base this dude's whole entire life on fucking what he did when he was 16 years old. Like I said, I don't remember what I did when I was 16 years old. And this dude's whole life is just gonna get ruined because of it. That's fucked up. Also, I feel like that podcast with Tatiana is definitely not happening today, but whatever. We'll keep going. What the fuck was I just talking about? Oh, the whole, the Kavanaugh thing is just, it's turning into a slippery slope. And like I said, there's so many people that are posting one side or the other. There's liberals posting about how she is so brave for doing this. And there's conservatives that are saying, oh, well, I guess the conservatives kind of say exactly what I just said. But they're saying it more aggressively. And I just feel like maybe punish the guy. But, like, he was 16 years old, if that actually happened, of course. But, like, whatever. I don't know if I talked about this yet on the podcast, but I was listening to, that's my pup, and he is not happy right now, but I was listening to a Rogan podcast with Neil deGrasse Tyson on it, and they were talking about, like, different kind of truths. Like, there's objective truths, and that's like everything that is proven. So, you know, somebody said it was true, then somebody else figured it out to be true, and there's different ways, and it's proven to be true. Yeah, that's my dog, by the way. Sounded like a fucking maniac. But then there's like what he called a political truth, which is something that we believe is true because we heard it a bunch of times over and over and over again, you know? Like how Trump was always saying, like, crooked Hillary. People would think, like, oh, well, crooked's her first name. Exaggerating, but you get it. Or how always said, oh, fake news, fake news. People said, oh, CNN's fake news. But it's really not fake news. Shit like that. But then there's personal truth. And that is something that is, like, basically a religion, you know? Or your personal belief. It's not really a truth. And instead of just, like, being a cunt and being like, oh, well, you're wrong, that person, you know, they believe it in their head, so it's true to them. How did I get on this? Oh, they were talking about scientific truth, that certain scientific results of, like for an example would be, the study came out with, like, high cholesterol foods, people with high cholesterol, and it's really not the truth. Eating high cholesterol food doesn't directly result in you having high cholesterol. Like, that study left out France and tons of other places that have high cholesterol diet, but not a lot of heart issues. And that's a problem with the media. That's kind of where I was going with this. I forgot. I just had the notes. But there's a problem with the media because, like, every time a new study comes out, they want to be the first people to report it. But they're only going off one study because they want to be the first people to have reported it. So they take one study that people can, like, one of those things that, oh, this causes cancer, or like a new study that caused diabetes, but there's never follow-up. And they can't, like, there's never follow-up that says they couldn't reproduce those results in another study or anything like that. Because if there was, you know damn well, they would be all over that shit to try to be the first person to break a story. That's dangerous. That's like the people that were doing the Atkins diet. It's like all protein and no fat, right? Like your fucking body needs fat. Your brain needs fat to work right. I just thought that was a pretty good podcast that they had going. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how I got on this. I don't remember how I got on this topic or what I was going for. You know, that happens quite a bit on this show, I think. That I forget what I'm doing. And now this fucking, dude, this door in my basement is like jiggling like something's in it. And I'm pretty sure that it's a ghost, but not positive. But I'm pretty sure there's a demon. So if I don't make it to another podcast, tell the cops it was the demon in my mom's basement. But whatever. I got a ton of shit that I still have to do today, so we're going to end it here. I don't really know how long we went, maybe like a half hour. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to actually, even though I'm going to get taken down off YouTube for playing a song, we're still going to go out on some new Lil Wayne, okay? Because that's what we do here. We bring you the hottest tracks so that when you don't have Apple Music, you could just come to the podcast and listen to it, right? Because that's what YouTube thinks you guys are doing. So until next time, peace.
Clouds in my rising, or they coming down. I see death around the corner.